I wanted to talk a little bit about meditation and what you might notice kind of physically and psychologically happening with you, especially if you are somewhat new to doing the Shravana, to actually listening and to Vedanta, and then doing these meditations that we're doing. And so I want to tell you some things that you might be happening to you, and to kind of understand them and know how to be with them. For one thing, I think we're in a mumukshu, so I mean somebody who really is a seeker, wanting this knowledge. It's the right time. It's the right time for a person to hear, to hear this knowledge, be exposed to it. As you're listening, there's a really big relief that takes place in the psyche, because it's as though finally something is being said which deeply inside you've always known, but you could never bring it forward. And then when it's said, it's like your mind goes into a level of relaxation that it's really never been at that level before, because because the psyche itself has never had the trust to be able to relax to that degree. And so say, this is the conscious mind and this is the unconscious. So there's a couple of things happen. Because of the relaxation, it's like the defense system kind of settles down, and it also kind of opens up a little bit. Right? And also, because the sukshma sharira, the subtle body, is pervading your physical body, your whole psyche is on a subtle level, is relaxing, which is relaxing your whole body, right? In a way that it, for those of you who do yoga, you have more relaxation, but now you're going to get a different level of relaxation because the subtle body is relaxing a little bit. So the unconscious, the psyche, is really stored in the body. And so as the defense system opens up and relaxes, and your body relaxes, what you can experience is all kinds of unconscious material can start to just flow up to the surface. You can have like sometimes just bursts of thought flow and a lot of different images and all kinds of feelings and memories, and sometimes things that aren't memories, they're just weird, whatever they are, comes up and it's releasing. And that process is actually wonderful. It's a very healthy process. All it means is that your psyche and your body are relaxing more than they had before. And so things that are stored in your body and in your mind are just letting go. And as they let go, what happens is that your mind sinks a little further. And so then there'll be, over some time, there'll be a new layer that comes floating to the surface. And sometimes it comes with a lot of affect, that might come with a lot of tears, a lot of emotion, because emotions are also stored in the unconscious, like when a little child is frightened or its feelings are hurt, or it's scared to a degree that it can't handle on a conscious level. All of that is just taken inside, And so you can also have a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion coming up, a lot of images. Sometimes emotion and image are together. Sometimes the emotions are coming up just by themselves. They've been dissociated from the reasons. Whatever it is, it's good, because it's actually your body is releasing a lot of, I guess, like psychological toxins in a way, or things that the psyche has had to store for your own protection. And now it's kind of the not necessary anymore to hold on to these things. It's almost like garbage, Some things are not just like garbage, but a lot of it is just like garbage, but it has to be, there's no place to throw it out, right? So it just has to keep it there and keep it there and keep it there until your psyche is in a position, you know, to let it go, to have the safety, to have the strength to let it go. And there's other psychological issues that don't just come up and go, you know. Those are things that that we work on, you know, that we have to work on. But a lot of it does just rise to the surface. And, you know, even in the Upanishads and in the tradition of teaching, there's a word for these things that rise up. And it's considered, it's called kashaya. And these kashayas are considered to be just a, what we call a paribandhika, or an obstruction, or a, like a paribandhika, an obstruction that takes place when you're meditating, because here you are, you know, meditating, and all of a sudden, all this stuff's coming up, you know, and so you don't, you feel like you're losing your absorption and all this. So they acknowledge it. And what they say is when these kashayas are coming up, they're like bubbles rising to the surface of the water, you know, that from a Vedantic standpoint, you just simply let them come up, welcome them, and let them go. You need not do anything with them. The things, the inner child work that we do, we're working on things that are a little different, that they don't just rise to the surface and come up. These things, you can just appreciate them and feel grateful when they come up. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your emotions or your tears, you know. All of these, there's so much of that that's held in this era of Kali Yuga. We have a lot that's held inside, you know. And so when through just Shravana, through listening and through contemplation, those things are released, you'll also feel a little lighter from that point on, actually. And it's like your the baseline of your shanti becomes just a little firmer. You can feel that, though. You know, it's as though the base, your baseline of being from the standpoint of the mind just enjoys a little bit less pressure, you know. So if in contemplation, if you, or even in Shravana, sometimes in Shravana when Swamiji was talking, I would be cry, you know, and I just, because I would. It'd be so emotional for me sometimes, you know, what I was seeing and feeling. It's very calming to do. So don't be afraid of your feelings. You should welcome them and know that's actually a very, very positive thing, you know. So when we do these meditations, if there's emotion or thoughts coming up, just appreciate it. It's a good, it's healthy. It's a very healthy thing, so I wanted to kind of warn you. So you don't freak out. You can kind of relax into that. You know. That's good.